Welcome to Cartoonist Kayfabe. My name is Ed Piskor.
I'm Sean Japan Book Hunter.
And I am Brian Moss.
Today we're going to do a little overview of the Outlaw Comics of the great Go Nagai.
Yes.
These are the books that the Americans are typically aware of. Devilman, Violence Jack, you have Cutie Honey that people certainly know. Devilman Lady, known for being very prolific. Each of his series has way more volumes than I ever realized, man.
Right.
How many for Violence Jack?
31.
31 volumes for Violence Jack. Unbelievable, man.
And that's not including New Violence Jack or the spin-offs from the anime series.
Right. And there's even stuff like Devilman has a big legacy. Like the stuff that we have, those two big Devilman hardcovers, they're sprinkled in with like other weird Devilman comics that aren't just the proper original series. But I always think of his work as it's like way more hardcore than Tezuka, but it's of that same flavor where he does a lot of the work. Of course, he had his assistants like Ken Ishikawa or Kaze Shinobu, but he was known for doing a lot of the stuff himself, and it's a lot of work.
Right.
You know,
it's one of those things where I think back home, where it's able to easily connect because it's so pervasive in the world of manga and anime.
Right.
And it's an easy style to understand and to remember.
Right.
So Go Nagai always pops at the top of everyone's list back home. And then you get over here and it's like we get like 1% back home, you know?
Right. Right. But it's that cartoony style. He could do it kind of fast. But he has that edge to it.
Right.
You know, he's a pervy motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. He gets some filth in all of his manga.
Right. The videos are brought to you by the books that we make. And 2023 was and is a big year. 2024 is going to be just the same. The Hip Hop Family Tree Omnibus is out there. About 75% of this print run has been accounted for. So you guys have about 25% left of our stock to go. Scoop up that book if you see it. It's going to make an excellent gift. The X-Men Grand Design Trilogy comes out November 14th. It collects all of my X-Men Grand Design works inside of one nice, handy soft cover. Scoop that up. There are three volumes of Red Room that are completed. Two of them are out on the stands right now, The Antisocial Network and Trigger Warnings. But coming to you in early 2024 is Red Room Crypto Killers with dozens of pages of extra features and commentary in the back. Street Angel, Princess of Poverty is coming to you at the end of November. It is a companion piece to Street Angel, Deadliest Girl Alive. You get both of these books. You have all of Jimmy's Street Angel comics to date. He's been self-publishing, and here you have True Crime Funnies, the black and white zine, 1986 zine. Go to Jimmy's website. He might be sold out right at the moment, but you never know. He might have fresh stock, depending on when you're watching this video. And Hulk Grand Design is Jimmy's contribution to the Grand Design mythology that we have created for Marvel Comics. Now that we're done paying the bills, let's get back to the video.
Even the cute stuff.
Yes. And sometimes especially the cute stuff.
Yeah, because even when they were doing the ADV releases, those were the affordable animes, was the Cutie Honey stuff.
Right.
So those were in everyone's collections.
And the ones that, like, would give you a special feeling and shit was when you go to Suncoast Video, was that the Kekko Kamen joints?
Yes, that's
Go Nagai, right?
Yes. So then they did some spin-offs like Keiko Kamen versus Cutie Honey, or they did a bunch of Devilman Lady versus Maboroshi Panty, the panties on the face girl.
Right. So these are the brain children of this you know, meek little fella. I don't know about this one too much. I know it exists. I see the toys and statues and stuff, but I never saw the manga.
So, Devilman Lady, of course, she doesn't want to be a Devilman, but just like in Devilman, she's forced into it.
Right.
And they actually did an OVA spinoff. I think it's around 30 episodes or something like that, that was broadcast on regular TV and just as graphic as this.
Right.
So, kids after school would rush home. And they'd watch the little Devilman lady.
Yeah.
I do think the original Devilman, I seem to remember one of our friends out here, they said that it was a source of a controversy because I think it was serialized in a Shonen magazine, a kid's magazine, and it's extremely bloody, graphic, disgusting, and I think the parents had some trouble with that. But why not take a look at some of the other Go Nagai books that are out there that have yet to come to America, a little bit more esoteric, and it's the kind of thing that we sort of celebrate on the Kayfabe channel. So off the bat, what do we got? Is it called Mist Story?
Mist Story. So this is a collection of horror one-shots that he did. And Mist Story was actually somewhere I have the first appearance of Mist Story, but it was published in... not Sunday. One of the major manga magazines.
Yeah, it's interesting because I never associated him with a Shueisha or the Jump line, but this is published by them.
It's interesting to see in that one, Ed, with the zips, because a lot of times you just get that brushwork, you know,
right? The black and whites.
Yeah.
No screens.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the screens, you could bet that that's probably an assistant hooking those up.
Oh, totally. Yeah, 100%.
So this one's a little bit like a Halloween ghost story about a monster snowman. A boy was building a snowman. He's teased by his kids. He's accidentally killed. Snowman comes back to life to collect body parts from the kids to reform the boy.
And then this, look at this Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That's the other thing too, man. His imagination is second to none.
Right.
I feel like he's produced a Kirby amount of pages and has put a Kirby amount of imagination on those pages.
Totally. And we can't forget the Big Black album back home. That's where that's a Go Nagai drawing on there as well.
Right. Look at that stuff, man.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Let's keep it rocking. Let's...
How about this one? This one's amazing. Drag Kyoryuken. So it's like drag the dinosaur sword.
It rolls off the tongue.
He looks like a dinosaur, right?
Yeah, rolls off the tongue. Wow.
Yeah, this one blew me away.
I mean, this feels like a $100 million idea. Like, I can imagine all these action figures.
Yeah.
It should have been a franchise, but nope, this is a one-shot, one and done.
Jeez. Sometimes it's time and place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he would have put this out in the sort of anthropomorphic days post-Ninja Turtles or something, that could have, you know, gone over.
And there was a big boom there then, in like around 95? 94, there was a big boom of, like, you know...
Dino Riders, Biker Mice from Mars, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, everyone was doing something that was some animal tie-up.
Right.
Or amphibian. I have some frogmen over there.
Frogmen, huh?
Yeah, frogmen.
Go back a couple pages real quick, Ed. One more. That nice swipe of something. That's a really weird one.
It's like a, you know what it is? Like a baby bird head.
Yeah.
Dude, this rules, man.
It's an amazing one shot. I love it. And I've, you know, that this is from the sales shelf. I sell these. People sleep on the underground Go Nagai stuff.
Right. And that's the thing. We come out here and we go digging and we always find stuff.
Yeah.
Brian, that's why we always have to get these new luggages and shit. I swear to God, you could make action figures of this whole line.
Yeah, it's perfect. I came across one of his books at the shop, and I was like completely confused. It was called UFO, I think. Do you know that one, John? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just like a space girl type thing, but same vein, you know? I was just like, oh, something new.
I have a feeling like Go Nagai, he rode the wave of popularity. He already had his base, and then all of his side projects were like, whatever's popular at the time. Horror's popular, I'll do it, you know?
Right.
Turtle's popular, I'll do it, you know? This one's Mashin Densetsu, or the legend of Mashin. Mashin kind of means magic god, something like that.
Dig. And of course she wears sheer garments, because it's going to Guy.
Yeah.
And he's got all these protagonists that have the little Chelsea deal, man. And it's that shorthand cartooning stuff where there's always a blonde or a brunette, and then you got the black-haired one, so they never confuse them.
Yeah.
You know, so, I swear to God, that looks like your boy from Devilman.
Yeah, yeah. Akira when he's young. Wait.
Right.
Either he makes a universe or has same face syndrome.
Man.
Yeah, he gets wild.
Yeah, we're going to see.
So this one, because she has some sort of magical powers, then she can time slip. So each chapter, she's that's why it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
There's cities, there's dinosaurs.
It's a good excuse to draw whatever you want.
You ever read, sprinkled in those old devil mans that I was talking about, the ones that are published in English? In the middle, there are these one-shot devil man stories where they need to go to the source of the devils or something. So they will go to Joan of Arc time and kill a demon from that time. Then they do this one where they go to Hitler, young Hitler, who's an artist.
Oh yeah,
and that's a real fucked up story. Then it's Custer.
Mm-hmm. God, I'd like to see these in Japanese. We never got these.
Yeah. All right, man. You gotta show some of the weird shit.
Yeah, a couple more.
Oh, this is the weird stuff. We'll
kind of stick close to the last one. This is Black Lion Knight. So this is his kind of more of a traditional. Samurai type story.
Right.
You know, of course, you're still going to have sexiness in it. You're still going to have a lot of violence. But we also have, here's a little profile of, a real biographical, figure.
Yeah.
You know? So he's trying to tie it somewhat into reality, not just time slipping.
Right. I think Gonna Guy's still kicking, right?
He's still kicking.
Yeah, he's still doing stuff.
That's why he's been doing a lot of pop-up events over this last year for the 50th anniversary of Gonna Guy's as an artist. Ooh. And he's still in this little reels and stuff. Cuts, he still looks pretty healthy, but he's not producing anything these days. Everything is, lots of pop-ups, lots of merch.
Damn.
That's what he's pushing.
Yeah, that's what we found, near the Nintendo store. There was a jump shop for with all the Shonen Jump, and it was all tchotchkes. You know, it's man, you have access to 40-50 years of amazing series and stuff like that, and there's not one action figure.
Right.
It's coasters for your drinks and stuff
chains.
Quick manufactured stuff, you know.
That's
pretty interesting.
Yeah, that feels for something that started out like that, to add that little piece. Going?
I think the weird thing is when we got over here and I started looking at all the Gonna Guy work, it's hard to tell where, what's new and old because all the style looks the same. So I don't know, Sean, if you can put things in context of chronological order for us in any way here. Was what came first of was it Mazinger, obviously.
Yeah, and then Devilman was 73? Somewhere around there, early 70s. But his library is just so vast.
Yeah.
I mean, even me, when I find something new, I'm like, when is this from?
Right.
90s. Oh, that's why it's horror.
Can kind of find out by the genre more.
By the genre more, it seems like. And then, of course, he always would bring back the same series again. So, Violence Jack, New Violence Jack, Violence Jack, the spinoff. You know, same thing, Devilman, bilingual Devilman, which Devilman wasn't bilingual, but they were produced for a bilingual audience, which you showed at the beginning.
Yeah.
So they're laid out a bit differently.
Yeah.
So Kodansha did a few runs of those with different mangaka.
I was looking, as I'm looking through this, man, I really wonder if Kaze Shinobu touched some of these pages, man, with some of the special effects and some of the background work and stuff.
We definitely should have been looking for Kaze in something like this.
Exactly.
I mean, that looks very symmetrical. It looks very, spacey.
Right. Pretty much all of this stuff has a little of that designiness to it that I expect with Shinobu. Look.
Right.
Is that not Kaze Shinobu?
I know. Look at the detail. Just that. The machine, the Dokyo, his adversary, makes to try to harness the power of the universe so that he could defeat Ryu, the strongest man on the face of the planet.
Of course.
Which we'll get into, man. We'll get into the weeds with that.
Yeah, we will. That's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
What a book, man.
Yeah.
What a library. And it's so interesting too that the mangaka, it's not a common practice to sell their artwork. Should we close out with the Dengis Man?
Yeah, we better save it for the end. So again, riding the horror boom, this is Skull Manor. It's a collection of shorts, very sexy and also very just like short little horror one shots, and sometimes cartoony, sometimes more realistic, but all horror stories with demons and murder and mystery. And yeah, these are, I'm imagining that these were definitely serialized or put out as like little, you know, this month we have Go Nagai, 36 pages,
right?
You know, and
fill them up.
Yeah. And it's a one shot. You can read it, like they'll say Yomikiri in Japanese, which means you can read it in one shot.
Right.
It means a one shot.
Right. Yep.
So a little 36 page, you know, so, and then of course at the end he turns it into a you know, a little collection and makes some more money off of them.
Of course. It's wild. The style, it feels steeped in the 70s. Something about the aesthetics, you know, there's,
yeah, the clothes,
it's the clothes, it's the way it's drawn, it's the kind of like lazy Matsumoto stuff that came to America that makes me think it's the proportions of the characters.
Yeah.
You know, because we called it Star Blazers in the States, but we got some of that stuff.
When I was a little kid, I used to wake up early once, I think 6:30 in the morning is when it was broadcasted.
Nice.
So you had to get up early if you wanted to watch Star Blazers.
And that's, I feel like that's how it's always, when we were kids, that's how it was, because Voltron was early as hell.
Mm.
And Robotech was early as hell.
Yeah. So this is Henshin. Hen means, of course, Henshin means to change. Many of you tokusatsu fans know that. But Chin means penis. So Henshin, Pokaida. So he spins it and he turns into a powerful, you know, superhero.
That's what they call the Texas belt buckle. Right there, man.
This is the first time you actually see his style change up a little bit. It's like you didn't think he'd go more cartoony.
Right.
It's even more so.
And I believe all these characters are in fifth grade, sixth grade, nice. Something like that.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the main protagonist is going to be bullied.
Yes.
He has to be bullied.
Right. And why wouldn't the kid walking around with a Lucha Libre mask be the one getting bullied?
For you looking, know what I mean? Like a weirdo.
Right. Oh, and then the boy pulls out his gimmicks.
Yeah, there we go.
Does a little helicopter joint. Does a little screams helicopter. Henshin or some such.
Pokaida!
And there he is.
Henshin Pokaida is born.
That's so this
so,
is
fun. So right before that, just as a little backstory, he started feeling some tingling down there, which made him think that there was something going on. And then, you know, it's a euphemism for like going through that puberty stage.
Yeah, like this whole kind of thing. One of the things that is brought up a lot when it comes to superheroes is like the idea of like male power fantasy and stuff, and you know, superhero fights are sex and stuff like that. Mm. So it's like, let's not bury the lead, man. This dude is powered by the cock.
Yeah, he spins it and he gets powerful.
So it's like the ultimate power fantasy.
And of course he's going to get revenge on his adversaries, the bullies. And of course it's going to guy, so it's gonna get a little bit R-y, right?
Yeah. Oh, we'll skip those pages. But
we have a hero here.
Right. Powered by the dick, so then you know, with heroes like these, like who needs a villain, you know?
Incidentally, the Tamaida, the follow-up to this. This, I believe, is a three-volume series, and then the other one's a two or three. No, both of them are two-volume series. And that one has, Tama means the old nuts. So similar kind of superhero, but instead of the ding, it's the nuts.
This is so crazy. And then now that he created this superhero, he has to contrive a million reasons to have him, you know, pull his pants down and transform.
Yeah, he's got to get an incident. I think he peed himself.
I think so, huh? Think oh, because he's seen a pretty girl? Oh, my goodness. He has a dick cowlick.
Yeah, I noticed that, and it's in his uniform on his head.
I never noticed that.
Now, this is pretty rad.
Yeah, this is where it gets
this really is pretty cool. Rad.
There's some questionable IP going on here.
It's great, man. And you know, we saw Shin Kamen Rider, and there's a Spider-Man villain that has, like, I feel like he had, like, the legs on the head and shit.
Yeah.
But
that mouth on there makes it just all the more creepier. It's beautiful.
And then,
that's such a great
And touch. That's a Devilman mouth.
Nice. Yeah.
You're right. You're mm-hmm. right. And I love that the little inverted dudes, like the students.
It's so brilliant.
Senpai Kohai.
Little minions.
Terrorizing the school.
I mean, but if you're like a fifth grader, especially, you know, if you're a fifth grader and you're really into manga and you find this, it would blow your mind. Absolutely. You'd be like, this is exactly what I want to do to my bullies.
Right, yeah. You know? And like, there's something about Gon Nagai reducing down the art, and like, the panels are bigger. You know, it has this very, like, readable flavor to it.
Look at that punishment.
Yeah, making her carry 3 water buckets so that he could lift up her skirt.
Oh my goodness. I need to see how this guy's dispatched, man. Might have to get the other volumes. Now, Sean, is this available? Is this on the retail shelf?
This is also on almost, I believe almost all of these are for sale on the website. If they are not up on the website yet, they will be, of course.
Yes.
And sometimes I have full sets of these, but sometimes I only have singles around. It depends on what's available at the time.
Right. So once again, this is the cartoonist behind Mazinger, Devilman, Violence Jack. And these are the other titles that are on the website, japanbookhunter.com. I imagine that Gon Nagai has a tag.
Yes.
On the website.
So just hit Gon Nagai in the search bar. Just hit Nagai in the search bar, and I think probably 50, 60 things will pop up because amazing. I have a nice collection of them.
Amazing, man. Sean, thank you so much. Once again, why don't you give them the URL, give them some info.
JapanBookHunter.com to buy them, and JapanBookHunter on all social media.
Brian, where can we get your comics?
You can hit me up on Strange Things Moss on Instagram or my Etsy, Strange Things Moss, and I have a new book, Desert Decay, out, so check that out, everyone.
Kayfabers, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit the bell so that we can let you know what new videos are available. We are a daily YouTube channel with more than 1,500 videos in our filmography, and there's a good chance we talked about some of your favorite comics. I encourage you to hit the magnifying glass on the front page of the Kayfabe YouTube channel, search for your favorite titles, and check out those episodes. If, by chance, we did not talk about your favorite comics on the channel yet, you have to let us know. Do so in the comments. Let us know what those comics are, and we will push those comics a little bit higher on our to-read pile. Jimmy and I are going to be at Big Apple Comic-Con come December 16th. It's been years since we've been to the Big Apple, and we look forward to seeing you guys. So please come through and bring your comics that we have yet to sign. We have a Patreon, and on the Cartoonist Kayfabe Patreon, the King Kayfabers get all the videos before anybody else. And when the internet cooperates, they are hanging out with us in a live stream recording session as we make these episodes. Mitigates the kayfabe effect. Ultimately, the videos are brought to you by the books that we make, and before you is a pretty good sample of our bibliography, but we'll get into the nitty-gritty. Jimmy, let the people know what you got coming out soon.
My next release is Street Angel, Princess of Poverty from Image Comics. This will be out in late November in time for the holiday gift for the action comic, superhero comic lover in your life. And Street Angel, Princess of Poverty collects all the Street Angel comics that are not in Street Angel, Deadliest Girl Alive, also available from Image. And get both books. It'll complete your collection. I have been self-publishing lately. True Crime Funnies number 1 is available on jimrug.com, along with BW and 1986 Zine. And if they are sold out there, you can still read them on patreon.com/jimrug. And my contribution to the Grand Design history is The Hulk, which is available in limited quantities because it is sold out at the distribution level. So if you haven't added Hulk Grand Design to your collection yet, you need to pick that up next time you hit the comic shop.
Hip Hop Family Tree Omnibus is my big one for 2023, and it is going fast. Man, there's more than probably 75% of this print run is gone, and stores have been re-upping. It was the number one reordered book on Comicron. So thank you guys so much. Thanks to the stores for supporting the book. But if you even have any thought that you want this or you want to get it as a gift, make sure you scoop it up right away. It's the best book I've made to date. 500 plus pages, 10-year anniversary of Hip Hop Family Tree, 50th anniversary of the culture. Scoop it up. Not the last holiday release I'm going to have. Coming November 14th is the X-Men Grand Design trade paperback, collecting all of my X-Men Grand Design works. A couple volumes of that is out of print as we speak, so make sure if you are missing out on your X-Men Grand Design, scoop that up. You'll get it all in one. And there is a trilogy of horror comics that I have made under the Red Room umbrella, Antisocial Network, Trigger Warnings, and coming in January is this trade paperback right here called Crypto Killers, which collects my 2023 season of Red Room Comics with a bunch of extras. The books are the most important part of keeping cartoonist kayfabe solvent and functional. But there are some other ways to support the channel. Jimmy, let the people know.
You can subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe newsletter at the links below this video. You can also pick up Cartoonist Kayfabe t-shirts, merchandise, mugs, stickers, and more at our spread shop. That link is also under this video.
All good ways to support the channel. Give them those final merchandise orders, Jimmy, and we'll be on our way.
Read more comics.